Hey, I'm Haley Crowley, founder and CEO of Whimsy and Wellness, and this is the Whimsy and Wellness Podcast, your happy place for health. We're on a mission to make the world a healthier and happier place. Join us each week as we take our love for natural health and wellness into fascinating conversations, focusing on greater health and happiness. Here's to a little more whimsy and wellness in your life. Now here's your host, Meg Ryan.
Hi friend, it's Meg. Before we dive into today's episode, I have to know, do you use essential oils? If so, do you have beautiful roller, spray, or dropper bottles to mix your oils in? If not, or maybe you do, but you need more, then you need to check out our brand, Whimsy and Wellness. Our founder, Haley, created Whimsy and Wellness 5 years ago when she first got started with essential oils herself, but couldn't find any pretty bottles to mix them in. She has since grown her business, Whimsy and Wellness, from a little Etsy shop out of her garage to the leading essential oil accessory company, now producing everything from roller bottles with custom designs, gemstone roller tops, and glitter, to beautiful crystal slabs, DIY kits, and more. And, of course, our podcast. If you have essential oils, but you don't yet have Whimsy and Wellness bottles and accessories to accompany them, then hop on over to our website, whimsyandwellness.com. And to make your Whimsy and Wellness order even more exciting, use code PODCAST for 10% off your first order. We can't wait to box up your goodies. Now let's jump into this week's episode. Hi friends, welcome back to the Whimsy and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Meg Ryan, and on today's episode, I am going to be sharing with you a few essential oils and crystals that you can use to support yourself through times of change and transition. So last week, if you remember, we had Dr. Maya Shankar on the podcast, whom, if you missed her episode, is a cognitive behavioral scientist studying how we react, adapt, and thrive through change. I will link her episode in the show notes for you if you want to go back and listen to that if you haven't already. So Maya shared with us lots of encouragement and insight into change and how we best handle it. And as I was thinking of the next episode following hers, I thought it would be helpful to follow up with a few essential oils and crystals, since that's kind of our jam at Whimsy Wellness, that we can reach for and count on when we're walking through change and transition. I'm going to say this just in case, that the oils and crystals that I'll share today are obviously not the only ones that would be a good fit. So for the sake of keeping things simple and timely and not overwhelming, throwing 100 crystals and oils at you, I chose 7 total, 3 oils and 4 crystals. Also, like I've said in prior episodes, and I will say forever and ever, listen to your intuition first. If you're walking through transition or change and you're feeling called to an oil or a crystal that isn't one of the 3 oils or one of the 4 crystals that I recommend in this episode, that doesn't mean you're wrong or that you shouldn't listen to your intuition. These are just great recommendations based on their properties. However, there, of course, will always be other oils and crystals that would be a great fit for you too. All right, so let's dive into how crystals and oils can help through change and transition. How do they work? How could they support us? So the first way is they can ground us and keep us calm. When we're going through a change or a transition, we often feel the opposite of grounded and calm, right? Some words that come to mind for me when I think of change and transition is overwhelmed, uneasy, maybe scattered, stressed, afraid, even kind of angry or resentment sometimes, or resentful sometimes. Both essential oils and crystals can be used to help us feel more grounded, centered, and in turn, calm, right? So with that, when we're grounded and centered, we can hear and listen to our intuition a bit more clear and then feel more confident in decision-making, which is usually needed when change is a-coming or we're walking through change. So let your oils and crystals ground you and keep you calm, or support you in grounding yourself and keeping yourself calm through the season of change and transition. The second way oils and crystals can help is they can help by reducing stress, anxiety, supporting and comforting us through fear, sadness, grief, all of those kind of tough emotions that change and transition can bring. I want to say, though, I am obviously not a doctor or medical professional, so I just want to put it out there that if you are struggling with anxiety and depression, deeply struggling, please feel no shame at all. It is so brave to reach out for medical professional help. I am in no way saying use a crystal or an essential oil for, you know, serious anxiety and depression. We at Whimsy Wellness, of course, love oils and crystals, but we also wholeheartedly believe in mental health and support in those areas. So please feel no shame in reaching out for help if you need it. If you feel, though, that you don't need medical attention and maybe you're just looking to have a little bit extra support, maybe some more tools in your toolbox to reach for yourself, and you're wanting kind of to feel supported with your emotions and comforted and all of that, that's what I meant by essential oils and crystals helping with all those tough feelings. So just wanted to put that out there. The third way is oils and crystals can help us to clear out negative thoughts and energy. I know not everyone believes in like negative energy and positive energy and all of that, but that's the beauty of celebrating and accepting different people and different opinions, right? So if there's things I say that you're like, whoop, that's too woo-woo, then just skip over it, right? The third way is oils and crystals can help us to clear out negative thoughts and energy. I know not everyone believes in like negative energy and positive energy and all of that, but that's the beauty of celebrating and accepting different people and different opinions, right? So if there's things I say that you're like, whoop, that's too woo-woo, then just skip over it, right? So anyway, they can help clear out negative thoughts and energy. So by clearing out negative energy, whether that be anger, resentment, or something else, we are in turn welcoming healing and opening up to the good that is meant for us and others. So if me saying negative energy is too weird for you or too hippie, there'll be other words, right, that kind of replace energy. So when you think of anger, resentment, or something else like that, just sub in the word if energy isn't your jam. So anyway, one of my favorite, inspirations is Gabby Bernstein. She is incredible. I love her podcast, her books, everything. She is such a light, but she has this beautiful mantra or prayer that says this: I release my desires and expectations and pray for the highest good for all. So I heard that a few months ago from her, and it's actually been my North Star lately, right? I've just been looking to it and saying it honestly almost daily. And I've even journaled it out when I'm feeling super nervous about change or nervous about the unknown. I often will just kind of lean on that mantra or prayer. I say that I'm releasing my desires and expectations and pray for the highest good for all. It helps both my mindset and also puts out some good energy. So we can often get caught up in what we think we need or want, and remaining open and, you know, kind of praying or wishing or manifesting highest good for all not only feels incredibly beautiful, right? To wish for the highest good for all, not just yourself, is incredibly beautiful and a good feeling, but it's also so helpful in releasing that control that we often crave, especially when things are in transition or we're walking through change, right? Because with change, there's often a lot of unknowns. And so we feel like, I need to control. So if that mantra helps you, I'll say it one more time. I release my desires and expectations and pray for the highest good for all. Okay, the fourth reason I love using oils and crystals in times of change is to support me in keeping peace and harmony, both with myself and my circumstances, but also with others. So both oils and crystals can help with promoting optimism, which goes hand in hand with peace and harmony, right? The last way that I wanted to share about, which there's truly lots of others, but I just wanted to share a few. So the fifth is that crystals and oils can encourage both bravery and openness to change. So sometimes we are ready and excited to make a change in our lives, and not all change is bad, right? We learned that with Dr. Maya Shankar in last week's episode, which I linked in the show notes. So oftentimes we're excited and we're ready. And so essential oils and crystals can help us with those feelings as well. We can use them as we embark on the new journey and celebrate and embrace the change that we are running towards. You know that dreaded time each month when your period comes and you're stuck dealing with cramps? It's the worst and so inconvenient. I've struggled with painful period cramps for years. But I actually haven't had any discomfort during my period in 3 months. I know it sounds too good to be true, but a few months ago I tried out the Jovi patch that I've been hearing so much about, and you guys, it works. Jovi has no wires, no magnets, harmful rays, you don't even have to charge it, nothing. You simply place your Jovi patch in the not-so-sweet spot, and the energy caused by discomfort is soaked up like a sponge, balancing the body's electrical field and leaving you with this warming comfort for period problems and more. It is seriously magical. Your patch will last you a lifetime as long as you don't lose it, so you only ever have to buy one. And guess what? Jovi is giving our Whimsy and Wellness podcast listeners 10% off. That's $20 off your patch. Just head to their website, meetjovi.com, that's meetjovi.com, and use code WHIMSY, WHIMSY, at checkout for your exclusive discount. That's meetjovi.com with code WHIMSY. Okay, friend, get ready to kiss your period cramps goodbye. Now, let's get back to this week's episode. Okay, are you ready for oils for times of change? The first oil that I chose for walking in change and transition is vetiver. So vetiver is an oil that not everyone has smelled before. So maybe you're listening and you're thinking, just to back up, when I hear an oil recommended, I'm always thinking, I wonder what that smells like. I wish I had a scratch and sniff feature. So vetiver, some people have smelled, some people haven't, obviously, but gosh, it is one that I have always just loved, both the smell of and how it makes me feel. So if you haven't smelled it, it smells very earthy and even woodsy, kind of like a dark woodsy though. Super, super earthy, and not woodsy in a tree oil way, like a spruce or something. It's more earthy woodsy. And the other thing about vetiver is it's super thick, almost the consistency of honey or syrup. To get it out of the bottle, a little trick for you is to tuck it either in your armpit or in your bra for a few minutes to just warm it up. And even then it comes out very slow. But if the bottle is cold or even just slightly like room temperature, it doesn't come out. It's that thick. So how is vetiver helpful? So vetiver is great for change and transition in that it's extremely grounding, emotionally balancing, and a lot of people say it's even protective. So when I take deep breaths from my bottle of vetiver, which I absolutely love to do, that's exactly what I feel: grounded, calm, and safe, which those are feelings that we crave when walking through change, right? We usually don't feel grounded. We usually don't feel calm. And the unknowns often make us kind of feel unsafe. It's also said that vetiver can help connect us with the natural positive energy all around us, which is inspiring too and encouraging. So if you're walking through change and having a hard time with it, I want to encourage you to diffuse vetiver at bedtime. Maybe mix it with some lavender, maybe some orange, and just let it help you to feel grounded, calm, and balanced and protected during this time. So there's this book that I really love called Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils by Carolyn L. Mean. And in that book, you can look up different essential oils and it will tell you the kind of emotions that the oil is connected to. And when I looked up vetiver for this episode, it said that it's linked to feeling like you're not fulfilling your purpose, as well as racing or overreactive mind. So, hello, such a perfect one for change. All right, the second oil that I chose was sandalwood. So there are some people who don't really mind change or even thrive in it and welcome it. Others, however, cough, cough, me, change can feel really scary and cause us to feel lots of anxiety and fear. So I chose sandalwood for those of you who are like me, who feel afraid of change. Sandalwood is very emotionally supportive and it's known and highly celebrated to calm the mind and body and helping you to find peace and harmony, which I mentioned, that is so needed when we're walking in change and transition. What I recommend is to put a drop of sandalwood over your heart each day and remind yourself that you're safe and capable. Again, in that book, when I looked up sandalwood, the emotions that were linked to sandalwood were dread, lack of faith, fear, and codependency. Okay, the third oil is neroli, which I just found out the other day that neroli and bitter orange are interchangeable. They're the same. And I always see recipes with bitter orange, and I used to think I didn't have bitter orange, but I have neroli. So I did have bitter orange. So if you have one or the other, neroli or bitter orange, both will do. So this one is a great oil to use if you're feeling excited and are welcoming change, or on the flip side of that, if you're wanting to feel excited and welcome change with good and happy energy. So neroli is super uplifting. If you listened to, gosh, I feel like there were a couple episodes that Haley and I, the founder of Whimsy and Wellness, talked about how much we love the smell of neroli. We are obsessed. It is just so uplifting and energizing, and it can also really help to reduce stress and anxiousness. So when inhaled, I was reading while I was researching about neroli that when you inhale it, it apparently helps the brain release serotonin, which in turn reduces levels of cortisol, which is the stress hormone. How cool is that? With neroli, I would recommend grabbing a cute 10 milliliter Whimsy and Wellness roller bottle that catches your eye and making a blend, a roller blend of 10 drops of sandalwood and 7 drops of neroli, and then top the rest with your favorite carrier oil. Then roll this blend, your sandalwood and neroli roller blend, roll it on your wrists and over your heart and take nice deep breaths. Maybe say that affirmation I was telling you about in the beginning of the episode from Gabby Bernstein. Not only does it smell amazing and you'll smell amazing wearing it, but I think it will really support you through this time of change and transition. Or make it for a friend walking through change and transition and gift it to them. All right, let's talk about crystals for change and transitions. The first crystal I chose is chocolate calcite. It actually looks like a chunk of chocolate. I chose this one because it's an incredible crystal for coping with change. It's highly grounding, and not only does it really help us to cope with change, like I mentioned, but it also helps us with decision making, which needing to make decisions oftentimes really comes hand in hand with change, right? So chocolate calcite encourages peace, prosperity, and harmony with both ourselves and others. For kind of how to use chocolate calcite in this topic, I recommend placing it where you spend time, like your couch, near your couch or your desk or even in your purse, so you can hold on to it when you need it to experience all those benefits that I just mentioned with coping with stress. I also decided for each crystal, I want to give you an affirmation along with it. So there'll be four affirmations. You can use these affirmations interchangeably with the essential oils that I recommended as well. So a great affirmation to use with your chocolate calcite is, I am at peace. I am at peace. The second crystal is amazonite. Amazonite is a great crystal for communicating and expressing your needs and feelings in a healthy way by helping you to find your inner courage. It is so pretty, you guys. If you haven't seen amazonite, it looks like the ocean. It's also said to help rid us of stress and negative energy, which obviously is super common during change, right? So keep your amazonite somewhere where you can look at it and be reminded that you are brave. It's also a great stone to hold in your hands when you're needing to communicate those hard feelings or your needs, but you feel like you need some extra encouragement. The affirmation that I chose for amazonite is, I am brave enough to speak my truth. The third crystal is rose quartz. So we chose rose quartz because it reminds us to care for ourselves no matter what kinds of changes we might be facing. If you listened to episode 30, you will remember that rose quartz is considered to be the love stone. But even if the change you're experiencing doesn't have to do with love, or maybe it has to do with the opposite, maybe it has to do with a breakup or a divorce, don't write off rose quartz. Remember that it encourages us to love and accept ourselves, which is something we so badly need when we're walking through change. We have to have grace for ourselves and forgiveness. And a little trick I always like to remind myself of is, would I talk to a friend or a loved one the way I'm talking to and about myself right now? Sometimes we are so hard on ourselves, especially in hard times or change. We say, I'm so stupid, I'm so whatever. And stop yourself and ask, would I use that language about my best friend, my sister, my brother, my whatever? That's a little trick I like to do when it comes to self-love. Okay, rose quartz would be a great crystal to wear, whether on a necklace or a bracelet. There's tons of crystal jewelry, like I mentioned in episode 30, or have a rose quartz like chunk or tower or whatever by your bed or somewhere you spend a lot of time as well. The affirmation for rose quartz is, of course, I love and accept myself. Okay, the fourth and final crystal that I chose for this topic is moonstone. So moonstone is an interesting one in that it's said that it helps bring about change and helps you connect to your inner knowing, subconscious, or intuition. So I don't know about you, but when I am intentionally making a change in my life, I know it's needed. I'm out there making the changes, I oftentimes second guess myself and lean on like external opinions a little too much, which then just ends up confusing me more in my decisions. So moonstone is the crystal that you can lean on when you need that support with connecting to or listening to your gut and intuition when walking through or about to make a change. There are often so many decisions to be made and lots of unknowns, like I've mentioned throughout the episode, with change and transition, and moonstone can really help us to feel that sense of clarity that we're longing for, guiding us to the next right thing. A good little tip for remembering how moonstone can help us is that just like the light from the moon guides us, moonstone can guide us to seek our inner truth and make the change we need. Keep your moonstone in a place that you'll see super frequently. So maybe at your desk. Honestly, at my desk is one of my favorite places to keep crystals. Another favorite place, which maybe is a little weird, I don't know, is my kitchen windowsill, because I don't know, you're always standing there doing dishes or washing your hands or preparing food, and it just looks so pretty up there, and I can stare at it and smile. And my kitchen windowsill The light pours in really pretty through there. And so it usually hits the crystal and just looks beautiful. So think of your moonstone like a lighthouse, the light of the moon, however you want to think of it, guiding and encouraging you to listen to that inner knowing and just cheering you on. So the affirmation with moonstone is, I trust myself and have the power to create change. Friends, I hope that you're feeling more empowered to walk through change and transitions, knowing just a few tools, those essential oils and crystals that can support you on this journey. Sometimes when I learn about oils or crystals or just other tools, I feel almost like excited to tackle something, right? So I hope that you're feeling that too. You guys know that it's so important to us on the Whimsy Wellness podcast that you walk away feeling empowered. So I'm just really hoping that this episode made you feel that. If you have a friend or loved one walking through change or some kind of transition and think that maybe they'd be interested in learning which crystals or oils to use to support them, please share this episode with them or just take a screenshot and pop it up on your social feed and tag us at Whimsy Wellness Podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, please take just a moment right now to leave us a review in the Apple Podcast app. It's that little purple app. And you simply go to our show within the app, scroll down to the bottom, and click write a review. Seriously, even just one sentence is so helpful and appreciated. Okay, friends, thank you so much for listening. I am grateful for your time, and we will see you back next Tuesday for another episode of the Whimsy and Wellness Podcast, your happy place for health. Bye!
I'm so grateful for these conversations we get to have on the Whimsy and Wellness Podcast. Make sure to tune in every Tuesday as Meg interviews more amazing guests and sometimes just her and I chat. Also, make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. Your support and opinion of our show means the world to us. So if you could take just 2 minutes to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, we'd be so grateful. You can follow along with us on social media at Whimsy and Wellness Podcast and at Whimsy and Wellness for behind the scenes, inspiration, and so many essential oil recipes and tips. Thank you so much for listening. See you next week.